This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. Lawmakers in Washington state are trying to limit the scope of non-compete agreements. That's the part of a contract that keeps employees who leave their positions from working for a competitor. 88.5's Simone Alisea has more.
There have been several attempts to limit the use of non-compete agreements in Washington, and some states like California don't enforce them at all. Alex Higgins is an employment lawyer in Seattle. He says he can see why companies wanting to protect trade secrets feel like they need to temporarily limit where former employees can work.
I think employers would say, how are we going to prove that the person actually stole this information? We need a non-compete to make sure they don't go and work for a competitor.
But he says the balance of power in these agreements skews toward the employer. Many people don't know they need to sign a non-compete until they've already accepted an offer, and they can be difficult and expensive to fight. He says there are other ways for companies to protect information and their customer base without keeping people from work.
And we can have confidentiality agreements and non-solicitation agreements that adequately protect employers.
The latest bill would bar the use of non-competes for independent contractors and people who get laid off. And employers would have to present an agreement earlier in the hiring process. It passed the House last week and now makes its way to the state Senate. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.